Mr. Scriven, Reel 4. Right, Mr. Scriven, we're still talking about Italy. Do you have any memories of German prisoners being taken by the battalion? German prisoners.
Signals.
Prisoners.
I don't know anything about them.
Can't remember any.
No.
What about your relationship with the Italian civilians? How did you get on with the Italians?
Amazing, you remember them running. Italians. That was my favourite country, Italy.
Why was that?
I like the country itself. When you got to know a lot of the Germans, you couldn't dislike them, really. They weren't bad. A lot of them were, but we're all the same, I suppose, I don't know.
Now, the battalion also, you mentioned going to Greece, but before that, apparently, the battalion went to Palestine and Syria, and you know,
Syria.
That part of the world. Do you remember anything about that?
Yeah.
What do you remember about that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're in Syria. We're all over the place. Went to Jerusalem a couple of times, and Egypt, Cairo. We went everywhere.
How did you get on with the civilians in Cairo?
We went what?
How did you get on with the civilians in Cairo and Jerusalem?
Cairo, no good.
Why not?
Oh no, now they were sending whips, cops. And we'd only just got there. So we bought one each. They started ripping us at them when we sold them, you know. So we soon learned that different. No, we had no time for the Egyptians at all.
Now, while you were in the Middle East, you had your photographs taken, the signal to turn. What do you remember about that?
Do I remember it?
Now, one of the other veterans, there's the book In the Heat of Battle, which has a photograph of yourself and some of the other signal platoon members, Weberly, Mason, Elliot and Brown. Yeah. Could you just talk a little bit about those friends of yours, what you remember about them from those times?
Yeah, well, so yes. I know in City Street, Brown was a librarian. That was his city job. And after the war, I believe he became a head librarian in North Costa. And Elliot, I don't quite know what he did.
You mentioned off the tape he had a nickname.
Yeah, the bishop.
Why was he called that?
Well, it's easily explained and yet awkward. Because where most of them were Jack the Lad, he wasn't. Well, Solomon. One man Jack Solomon, we always called him His Holiness and things like that. But that's how he was. But such a nice chap. And that's how he got to be the bishop. Solly. Yeah, he wasn't Jewish, although his name was Solly. He changed his name. When he got called up, changed his name first from Solomon to someone who had a name. But then a more English name, and it stuck with him. Called him. His real name was Solomon, and he stuck with Solomon.
Was he another signaller?
He was a signaller.
And he was a friend of yours?
Oh, yeah. He was great pals. He died about 4 or 5 years ago now.
So he was a Londoner as well?
No, came from Manchester. And, yeah, we were in Cairo, and we went in this posh jewellers, and it was his way, pulling legs. He got this jeweller, and sorry, he got a glass, sticking it in his eye, you know. Solomon of London and Manchester, you know. Really cute, that's how he did it. But that's how he was. Silly thing, but you always remember it.
Was he with you from the start then in Scotland?
Was he what?
With you in Scotland at the start. Or did he join? He was.
Oh, yes.
And he was attached to D Company with you?
Yes, he was with D Company. Now, I can't quite get this right. When he came to the start of the battalion, where we started in Scotland, or when he came to us after, when we were up there, that I can't remember now clearly. But sorry, I remember him from early on, and he, you know the way an operation is. We used to carry on like a camel, awful well. You could go, they'd chuck a boot at him or something like that, across the boat. And he'd say, what was up? Don't you like music or something, you know? And he was funny. What? Things like that, you know, I don't know why.
What about the other men in the photographs that were taken in Palestine?
Yeah. I'd like to see the photo. Might be a bit dim now.
Because on the photograph there's Ronald Elliott, Mason and Weberly. What do you remember about Mason and Weberly?
Walter Weberly, yeah.
Who was he?
Yeah. He came from Dagenham, London. Now, I've never seen him since. I was on Charing Cross platform one night, going home, and the train pulled up opposite, and there's Ronnie Elliott sitting there, going home, you know. But I've never seen him since. And of all places, too, I was going to the first cup final at Wembley. After the war, and there's Brown and Walter Weberly turned up there at Wembley and come to the final, you know. Seems such a coincidence, all those thousands of people running into them like that.
Did you go to any of the reunions after the war that they had in Durham?
Any what?
Of the reunions that they had in Durham?
No. Now, I only went to two, I think, because it was such a long way. And I only went about two I went to. Strange how they all looked the same. They don't change, you know. You know them immediately, even if you haven't seen them for years, they're still the same.
Can you remember who you saw again then, when you went to the reunions?
Oh, I saw a lot of them, yeah. Tony Sacco, have you heard of Tony Sacco? Yeah, had the ice cream parlour. Yeah. Horrible Sacco is Tony always called him.
Did you tend to stick together as signallers when you were on leave and so on? Did the signallers stay with their own kind, or did you mix with the...
Oh, yeah. Well, we were abroad, yes.
Did you mix with the other, you know,
very rare.
Why was that?
We got a name of being, I don't know, stuff up or what. And you said, jokingly, but that really used to be called the brains of the battalion, things like that, you know. It worked really, but that's how it was. But we never cohabited with them a lot. We stuck with our own notes.
What about, obviously you were there at the start in Scotland.
Yeah.
As the war progressed, you'd had lots of casualties, new men had come in, and how did you get on with the new men as they came in? Did you make friends with them as easily?
More or less the same, okay. If they were dull and that, we had a bit of getting used to, you know. Although we were getting used to them pretty well as it was already. But London, that's because quite a few of them came in and we were all right with them. There's one, Johnny Osborne, did you ever hear Johnny Osborne? He was playing from the war, before the war.
When did
I believe he died.
When did he join you?
With me. We're all in together.
Oh, right at the start.
Yeah. I always remember trying. You didn't realise what it was like playing against a real footballer till you played against someone like. And that was only Bill Hall, but he was streets ahead of us, anyway. And, Johnny Osborne. He'd run leading down a lot of us.
Did he play for the battalion football team?
Yeah.
Did you play for the team, the battalion?
Oh, no, I was never good enough. I'd love to have done, but I wasn't in their class.
Can you remember who the good footballers were in the battalion, apart from Osborne?
Actually, no. Because I knew Johnny Osborne was doing well because I was called up to him, and we were Londoners, and of course, I played with him when we joined up. As I just said, it was a joke with me and him, but that's how it was. But Les Brown, I know he was in D Company, which I was in, because I tried to play Les Brown as well. We should run something over the place. Good player.
Did you play any other sports? For the battalion. Did you play any other sports for the battalion?
Yes, good.
Any other sports? Cricket, rugby, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I know I'm not very big, but I was a bit of a fast bowler. But I never played for the battalion because maybe it was sheer modesty, I don't know. But our fast bowler was named Ian Neal. Funnily enough, he only lived around the street down behind here, and he was a good bowler. He played for the Italian. But other than that, it's about Italian postman as well. He's called Knock Knock and all sorts.
Now, after Salerno, there was the so-called mutiny of DLI men that were with the Eighth Army.
Yeah.
Do you remember anything about that at all?
Yeah.
What can you tell us about that?
Some of them were sentenced to death, you know.
But in terms of the 16th Battalion, do you remember any of these men coming into the 16th Battalion?
Yeah. But eventually, it turned out, I think, only about half a dozen of them at the most were sentenced. But that was a terrible affair, really. And it was only by the grace of who was he? The colonel, I think, came to visit us at Salerno, and he got him off the hook. He knew me, Otherwise, they would have shot him in Germany. Dreadful. And they were innocent men, really.
Do you remember any of them joining the battalion? Any of the people that were...
I think eventually they got transferred or something like that. We lost them anyway. Good job. But, yes, quite a hell of a hullabaloo that was. Sending him up the line like that. Because nobody agreed with it. But, they all, the battalion had their way. As I say, I'm sure it was Colonel, can't remember his name. He stopped it. Monty. It was Monty, the physicist. And he stopped it. Yeah.
Now, you mentioned last time we talked that you were invalided out after Salerno, and you were sent back to Africa.
Yeah.
Now, and you said you were sent back with about 12 other men. Did they all come back with you when you were posted back to the battalion?
Yes. Well, as I remember, they did.
And you were treated for shell shock. Had the treatment worked, do you think? Did you feel fit and ready to go back into the line?
Yeah.
And what about the other men that you were with?
We were all more or less the same. There's one chap, he couldn't get his hands down from his ears. It shot. He was like that most of the time. Because they chucked him out against him. It was useless. But, it's a horrible thing, his shell shot. I poo-pooed it, you know, but it's awful, really.
Now, you were in the Middle East, in Egypt and Jerusalem and so on. What do you remember about the move back to Italy from there? Back to Italy for the second time.
I mean, it was port side we started from. Back to Italy. I think so. That came a bit of an anti-climax. Port side and what have you, and it's a dump.
Why was it an anticlimax? Why was it an anticlimax?
Well, you've read some of your Bible and this, that, and the other, but the Holy Land wasn't quite what you'd expected. Did you ever go to the Holy Land yourself?
No.
You didn't? It's quite an experience. The one old boy there purported to be the grave of Christ, and where he was removed from the grave. And this old chap is sitting there with his back to the wall, hunched up, with his hand out. Typical rock, really. And the chap behind me took his wristwatch off, gave it to him. I said to him, "You silly man, you shouldn't do that." Oh, he said, "Poor chap, yes. Again, he's what? I suppose he's got gold, I don't know. It's a silly thing to do. But this, he sat here, and across there was this, where the grave had been, where they, the angels moved, or whoever moved the slab. And it was interesting, but you sort of half believed it and half didn't.
What do the other men feel about the Middle East?
What did they think about it?
The other DLI men, yes. What did they think about it? Your friends?
We had a few Catholic lads, and they were very adamant about it, yes. But we were come see them sour, really.
What about when you were in Jerusalem? There was obviously the Arabs and the Jews, there was problems between those communities even then. And the battalion, apparently according to the battalion history, the battalion was involved in peacekeeping duties. Do you remember anything about that?
Yeah.
Can you tell us something about that?
Yes, we had a bit of trouble. I think more trouble with the Israelis, I think, than the Jews. Or the other lot.
The Arabs.
But nothing like the trouble we had in Greece with the Greeks.
So Greece was worse?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they were vicious, some of them. One occasion, more than one. They came marching down the street one afternoon for us, and all the women and little children in front of them, because they knew we wouldn't fire on them. So, luckily, the mortar officer, he's pretty good at his job, he fired in front of them, kept them back, you know, so they couldn't come any further. I do remember that, and that happened on two occasions. Another time, they'd been at us all night long, chucking dynamite at the house and all that. Anyway, in the morning, it went quiet, about 5 o'clock. Thought, well, thank God that's over. And all of a sudden, the dirty bait. The explosion, you know, half the house disappeared in front of their eyes. And we were right on the coast. And Sonny and I were in this room. We dived straight out. We couldn't see the dust. Don't know where we were diving, but we knew we were on the ground floor. And straight across the road, onto the beach. And as we hit the beach, goes out the infrared fire. Oh, Christ. So we have to get up, run like mad back across the road and find our way back in this room. And after that, it went quiet. But that was a shocker. That was just a surprise.
Now, apparently, during your time in Greece, there was quite a few men were taken prisoner by the
yeah.
Do you remember anything about that?
Yeah. I don't remember the chaps that were taken, but I know of it, of course. And they made them march for miles. And I think some of them made them take their boots off and march and things like that. It was nasty.
What did you think of the Greek rebels compared to the German troops that you
the Greeks?
Yeah, that you fought.
Well, I don't know about more cruel, but they're more crude. Quite crude.
In what way?
Yeah. They didn't like us anyway, the Greeks. In fact, I don't know if you found the same. Most of us did, I think. The people that we supposedly liberated or whatever liked us least of all. Look, Beach, for instance, they didn't like us.
Why do you think that was?
I mean, it's like, along with the French, they resented us. They didn't thank us for getting out of German hands. I think they preferred the Germans. I might be wrong in saying that, but lots of my chaps would agree.
Now, you went back from the Middle East,
yeah,
from Egypt and Jerusalem and so on. You went back to Italy,
yeah,
in mid-44. What do you remember about going back into the line in Italy at that time?
Yeah, it was very awful.
Could you describe?
Yeah. That's all I can say, yeah.
So it was just more of the same, more of what?
That's it, same.
Did people's morale suffer because of that, because of the length of the Italian campaign?
Yeah. No, I'll tell you one thing I did. After we were sent back from the Middle East, I was with a couple of Yanks, and they were deserters. I didn't know at the time, and they were having a good time, you know. I thought, well, I don't know, I'll have some of this before I go back, which I did. But then I gave myself up. I went to our own Redcaps in. Where was it? Anyway, gave yourself up. But I was treated very well by them. Wouldn't hear them. They sent me back to my battalion, and the CO, he understood and all that. And the relief of being free carried on.
How did you meet the two Americans?
The Americans?
How did you meet them?
I don't really know. I forget. Because it was in Egypt, and so it was all walked by these Americans. And perhaps they were more kids.
What were they getting up to then? How were they entertaining themselves?
That's what put me up. I left them. One of them went behind one of these rocks, and was two rocks. He got a great big brick, and he smashed the back of his head in. Pile. I'd had enough of that. I didn't want to hear that. That's when maybe I better gave myself up.
What else did they get up to?
Nothing, did nothing desperate other than that. But, well, it wasn't in nature anyway, apart from having to be in the war, to be like that. But these obviously were typically New Yorkers. And so I'm glad I got shot at them.
They were deserters. How did they survive? How did they survive? Where did they get their money from and so on?
Stealing. Beating people up and blah, blah, blah.
Were you not scared of them?
Yes, I was. Yes.
And what do they think of you?
Well, funnily enough, they had this view of the English or the British. We were all good. We were brave, we were this, we were that. These British troops, I don't know why, but and that's how I went on with them. But I wouldn't go on with them for long, you know, not at all.
What was the the British troops' opinion of the Americans at this time?
What was the British?
The British troops' opinion of the Americans, American troops.
Well, they sheer Britishness. We were totally different to them. Certainly more educated than they were. Well, that was just me. I was on my own with these 2 years. And I forget what was the outcome. I know a lot of them. I gave myself up to this case.